This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I'm on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm your host, Aileen. Today's guest, who I'm very excited to speak to, is a certified color therapist, energy alchemist, interior designer, and the author of the book, Heal Yourself with Color. She uses color therapy to guide people through a process of self-realization, and we're going to talk all about that. And this is something that we never touched on, and I'm a very visual person, love color, so I'm very excited to welcome Wala to DST. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. Also funny how Michelle Wolf connected us. Yeah. And I was like, well, if Michelle Wolf swears by this, we've got to do it. And I'm so glad because I didn't even know like color therapy. You opened my eyes to this whole area. So could you share with me like just a little bit about that, who you are, how this, you know, came to be your path.
Okay. Ooh, all right. Where do we start? So like you said, color therapy and color is something that, you know, we're always using. It's always in front of us. And what I like to also say, it's always talking to us, but we don't know what it means. So I started my journey really over 10 years ago, actually, personally. And it was just, I was living in Tokyo and I was having a really hard time. I felt miserable, but I couldn't name it. I didn't know what was happening. And I was constantly hiding. And then I was walking around Harajuku and people, they were always wearing color and it's just beautiful colors there. And I'd buy them and then I could never wear them. I would only be stuck with black, brown, and really dark colors. Even though the colors looked really good on me and felt good, I couldn't walk around with them. Mm-hmm. And then it was at the same time, I was like looking around for what I wanted to do. I was doing interior design, but it felt commercial. It didn't feel deep. And I always felt like there's something more important here for us to touch. Until I had this really difficult night. I was like losing everything. And I just connected to a voice within me that was like, okay, you know what? Park everything and we'll show you magic. And I was like, okay, fine, let's do that. And I did. I parked all like, what am I going to do with my life? Who are my friends anymore?
Yeah.
What's going on with everything? And I found this little color time thing in a magazine. And it was like a course about what colors look good on you, etc. Mm-hmm. And I started with that. And then I wanted to dive deeper. And then I started studying color therapy. And it really helped me understand that I was hiding. Because color, when we wear it, we're telling people something about us. We're telling, especially when you're wearing strong hues and colors that are like outward, you are telling something about how you feel, who you are. And I didn't want anybody to know that. I was so afraid of who I was. So I started working with a color therapist after, and it really helped me understand why is it that I was really scared of expressing myself and expressing who I am. And it took me into a deep journey on why I hated vulnerability and why my sensory. And then now, 10 years later, I've been doing this for other people, and it's been incredible.
Wow. So what is color therapy? Like, can you explain that?
Yeah. So color therapy is a holistic practice that's very energy and frequency based. Mm-hmm. And it really helps you understand how color is really your subconscious communicating with the world. It helps you understand what is it that's happening in your life? What is going on? So what we do in color therapy is we help you understand these frequencies and then help you using these frequencies with visualizations, meditations, and different practices to help you release traumas, help you release different blockages of emotions, and help you connect with yourself and your authentic self much better, and therefore live for you, not for what you are conditioned to live.
Do you like assign colors? Like, does everybody have like a spectrum of colors that are like their colors that you then say, you need to put this all over your walls, or you need to have it on your nails? Like, is that what comes of it, or does that change over time?
So there's two ways I'll answer this question. The first, everyone is born with a certain color frequency. So the day you're, this is what I have on my website. It's called Color Archetypes. So each person, the day you're born, will represent the color energy you came with, the frequency that you have, the frequency that you already own of who you are and what is who you are on a soul level. And then the month you're born will represent, why did you come here? What is it that your soul wanted you to learn in this life? In what way did it want you to learn it? And then in the year that you're born will help you understand where your soul wanted you to go through these challenges. Where did it want you to end up? So this is the color archetypes. Everyone has one. Everyone has a different combination. Mm-hmm. And this one's based on birthday. And then when it comes to colors that you surround yourself with or wear, it has to change. Because when you're only using one color always, it means that you're either stuck somewhere or you're constantly being asked to go deeper. But most of the time, it's you're stuck somewhere. Because when colors actually don't exist, they are a translation from, so light falls on your eyes and then your brain says, okay, this is the frequency of red or this is the frequency of yellow. So whenever you're attracted to a color, or you feel like, I need this color in my life. Or usually you'll go shopping and then suddenly you come back with a bag full of orange things. And you're like, okay, I didn't think I was attracted to orange or I liked orange. And this tells you about, this is a communication from deep in your subconscious saying, hey, this is what you need. This is what you're going through. A lot of the times when people come to me, they have different combinations they're attracted to. If they're going through a breakup or a change or something, these are just signals and signs of what you need and what you're working on and what you need to work on.
Mm-hmm. I did the quiz on your website. I think mine is blue.
You're a blue?
I think I'm a blue.
What's your birthday?
March 14, 1989.
Yeah. Ooh. Interesting combination. So you are a blue-yellow combination. So yes, you came here as a blue, challenged with a yellow. So being blue is really all about authentic expression. You want to express, you want to talk, you want to, in whatever expression is for you, you express yourself through your body, you express through your, and usually blues are also people who know what people want to hear and they'll do it just so people would like let them be. Not because they want, they're not people pleasers. They just want to be left to do what they really want to do and how to just be themselves. And usually they are, you know, they like to float to different things. They like to know different things. But then when your challenge here is yellow, basically what you came here to do is find your authentic voice, no matter what your self-doubt and your inner talk is. It's all about, can you be authentic when you're challenged by people judging you? Can you be authentic when, you know, your inner power is shaken? Can you find your inner power in your authenticity? And that's a very interesting path.
Oh, I like it. Thank you.
It's challenging.
Yeah.
Because I'm a yellow.
You're a yellow. And what's your challenge?
My challenge is red. So my challenge is to lead and take leadership of my life. Mm-hmm. And find my inner power within myself without needing validation from anyone and just walking and taking action towards myself.
Right.
But yours is It's really, really interesting. Because also you're challenged by sharp emotions.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure.
And if you were like, if you came to me for a color reading, the first thing I look at is also your childhood stuff. Like, what have you learned about who you are as a child? And then what have you learned about who you are now as an adult? What are these different images, and which one is the one that's resonating?
Oh, so I'm going to come to you for a color reading. That's just settled.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do, and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
I did want to ask, like, you hear lots of different assignments of like what color means, but I feel like I've heard that it means different things in different contexts.
Yes.
Is that the case? Like I was looking online, like in different articles that you said, like red might mean something different about like if that's your color, but red also could mean angry or like, you know, so just how does that work? Like about the meanings and
the context. Separate from your color archetype. It's how color expresses itself in our world right now. So, for example, I love to give this example. So, if you like this color on you, it means that you want to be seen as that frequency. So, if you like to wear, let's say red, okay, that means that you like to be seen as a powerful, passionate, physical person, and also very masculine. Masculine, I don't mean like a guy or a girl. I mean like take an action taker. Mm-hmm. Okay. But if you don't like red on you, but you like it on other people wearing it, it means I don't want to be strong, but I like people who are. Mm-hmm. And or just like I like it when people are strong and they take leadership in their lives. Mm-hmm. In interiors, it's a completely different story. So for example, in interiors, black is a color that's all about mental energy and thinking and sharpness because it's connecting to the metal. But then when you're wearing it, you're hiding, you're protecting, you're constantly protecting. But at home, it activates your mind.
Interesting.
So in different aspects, color expresses itself differently.
Right. So color therapy is sort of a means to knowing yourself more, like to understanding yourself a little bit deeper, right?
Yes. And healing the blocks. So a lot of the times I'll have someone like, I don't know what I'm feeling. I'm like, okay, give it a color, explain it, and we'll find the feeling.
Interesting. What are your thoughts on, because you said it, you were talking about interiors. What are your thoughts on like this trend of just like full neutrals? Like everywhere is just absent of color. Like even I see like children's nurseries are just beige. What's your thought on that? Just, I know that's a little off topic, but I'm just
interested. That's exactly topic. Yeah. Anything that has color on it, like, okay, I answer. So when we're talking about nude and neutrals, especially this trend, it's really all about merging, neutralizing, not standing out.
Yeah.
But also in interiors, it's also neutralizes everything. And for many artists, they like it because it helps them create space to be creative and think. Mm-hmm. And this is the movement that's happening now, which is the whole neutral and I wear the same outfit every day, a repetition. So, but in a sense, it's making someone something else more important than your self-expression, making your work. So if you're wearing the same thing every day, your work is more important than your self-expression. If your house is open, your creativity and your mind is more important than everything else. With baby rooms, I really feel like this is the media influence, because also we have a big media influence on how we see and feel about color. For example, a lot of women don't like to wear pinks or be seen in pink. Oh, I love pink.
Like, it's my favorite color.
I always have like some pink, magenta. Magenta is my thing. But because of the whole Legally Blonde media thing, and pink is a color that's like for bimbos and people women who cannot be taken seriously. That's why a lot of women would reject wearing it. It's changing a little bit now, but when I started working, I had a lot of women come to me like, I don't like to wear pink, but it's really all about compassion, kindness, and it's a color that asks us to be in the power of love and compassion, and how that is powerful. But then when we went into the work world, the masculine and the men told us, no, you have to be a man to succeed. You have to be like me to succeed. You have to be very in your masculine energy. And that's why women just decided it's not the professional color to be in, because love and compassion is not professional.
Mm-hmm. Pink is my favorite color.
Oh, I love it.
It's very specific shade of pink. Like not pastel. Like not Barbie bubblegum, but like a saturated a saturated but not neon pink. You know what I mean?
This one is a specific shade of pink that is all about innovation and thinking about leading the world in what's good for the collective. Not what's good for me and my progression. And when people have this, and it's now becoming more and more trendy with people, which is I love, because we are in a time in the world where we need to start thinking about everybody else around us, not only our progression, but how do we progress as societies, as a planet? How are we connected back again together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. There was like this, I think like recently, like a Valentino show. Did you see that with all the women were wearing pink? I loved it. I loved it. Speaking of favorite colors, does that mean something else then in the context of color?
Yes. So your favorite color is a color that will tell you what is it that you need now. Because when you, it's like, I love this color. I want it. I need it. That's the feeling that you have when it's your favorite color. And also it could be my favorite color is my identity and how I see myself. A lot of people will have this. I even met a woman once that she will refuse to wear anything but orange because that's her identity.
It's my dad.
Really? That's really interesting because orange is a color, it's a very emotional color. It's a color
he's not emotional at all.
You see, okay, so it's the color he needs the most.
Yeah.
This is what he's looking for. He's looking for emotional responses. And color is like, it's the color that's like, let's tap into change, let's tap into our feelings. But then the opposite is like, well, the color you hate the most is the color you need the most. It's the color that you want to run away from. You don't want to deal with. Mm-hmm. I'll give you my personal example. When I started doing my color therapy, I hated green. Couldn't. Now I'm in green. Mm-hmm. I hated it. I wouldn't be seen next to it. I don't want it to be around me. Nothing. And then I understood it was because I just didn't want to be vulnerable or seen as vulnerable and open. Because all my childhood, I was attacked for my sensitivity. My mom always used to tell me, you're too sensitive. That's your detriment. It's because you're too sensitive, you're never going to succeed. And I rejected that sensitive part in me in different ways. But then when you reject that part in you, you're, you know, walking as half a person. You're not. Right? And then color therapy helped me embrace that this is my superpower. My sensitivity. And I used it working with green and just really understanding what is it that I hate about green and what is it triggering me. And then worked on different visualization, tapping into my subconscious and releasing these memories and these stories and replace them with different stories about green is my superpower.
Wow.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
So back when we were younger, you would wear mood rings. You hear about like auras. Auras have color. And I know you're an energy alchemist. So how does the whole like energy reading and like that whole spiritual side, how does that come to play? Like your aura, I see this color around your aura. Like I've heard that so many things like that. So how does that mix into this?
Okay, I have very strong opinions about people who do this, but Maybe it's not the good time to share them. But it's like, I believe that our aura colors change based on how we feel, because our aura is something, our aura, which is our energy field around us, changes all the time based on, it's made up from our body energy, our physical energy, our emotional energy, our mental energy. So our thoughts, our emotions. So it's in constant change. So when people see a color around you energy, it means that you're feeling this right now, or you're in pain physically, or you're, so these are different things. But the way I like to work with color energy and color frequency, I mix it with sound. Because color, when you're visualizing it, it's really working on breaking down your mental patterns and tapping into your nervous system. And then when you're bringing in the sound, it's bringing up your emotions. So we're working on both things together from a frequency level. We're using the spectrum of light to bring you back into balance, using different meditations, using sound, and a lot of breathing. But once you tell your mind, I'm breathing orange out, or I'm breathing green out, or I have this tension here that I decided it's green and I'm breathing it out, you're telling your subconscious and your nervous system, I want this thing out, without really even needing to name it. So I work with people one-on-one, and I do a lot of group sessions as well. And I have an online course online that helps people work with red, yellow, and orange, and gold.
And gold. Is gold a color?
Gold is a frequency. It's a high frequency that when you're visualizing it and you're bringing it into your body, you are cleaning and cleansing your energy. Like how people say, I want white light, or white light this, or white light that. I'm very like, no, don't white light. This is emergency light. Use gold.
Very regal.
And then gold is a frequency where you understand how people feel about abundance.
Right. Because gold is gold. For people who are listening and are like, this is, I don't know what you're talking about. This is ridiculous. Just in terms of like, you know, the woo-woo-ness, oh, yeah. I'm sure you get that. Okay. How do you respond to that? And what are some ways that like, you know, you could share that color impacts all of our lives in ways that we may not even realize?
When people ask me, what is this? This is woo-woo. I try to remind them that we are in a vibrating universe. Everything around us is vibrating. This is not woo-woo. This has been proven. And the same thing with light. Light is a vibration. And every part of this vibration, which is distorted into colors, gives us a length and a frame of what is inside it. What is it? So red connects to certain emotions, certain feelings, certain parts of the body. And then the other part is like, how do you explain or show people the effects of color? It's just close your eyes and imagine that the room around you is with no color. And then start adding different colors and see how you feel. Also notice when you're walking into a very colorful space, how do you feel? It's just about creating awareness, because it's a vibration that we're so used to that we don't notice.
Yeah. I mean, in science, like physics, color is definitely like, it's all based on like math. And there's a reason why fire or heat is red, orange. There's a reason why water is blue. Like there is like connections there, like to science.
Yes.
Yeah. All were different reflections.
But it's just that we lived a science in a world that didn't want to connect all the feelings and the teachings that came from before. They just wanted things to be numbers, and they forgot different aspects of, okay, there's also different feelings. Because I remember when I was studying interior design, I was so excited about the light and color class. But then when I started it, they were not explaining anything. The teacher didn't believe in the effects of color whatsoever. But I knew when I was in a room that had colors that made me feel good, it made a big difference in how I felt. When if I was in another room that was like full on yellow, I'm totally alerted. And I've always known this since I was young, and I just felt it. And because a lot of people now are disconnected from their emotions and feelings, so it's harder for them to understand this connection until they start creating that awareness and checking in. Hey, how do you feel here?
Right. Yeah. With interior, like when I started to decorate my home, like it's like everything must be white. And then even though I am attracted to different colors, but I just can't see myself like feeling like I would feel overwhelmed if I'm like, I have just so much like vibrancy constantly like on my walls, right? I feel like that's normal to feel.
It depends. So I can never live with just white walls or just white. Okay. But that's just me. I need deep shades. I'm very into deep hues and moody. Yeah, I love it. But my living room is very neutral because I like to change different things. But I also need it to be a neutral space for all of us to meet in, and everyone can bring in their own colors in. White is like, this means that you just want your home to be a blank slate where you don't think about anything and you just disconnect from things. I don't need color. But when you have plants, you are adding color.
Okay, yeah, lots of plants.
So a lot of people, when you say interior colors, they think full on walls. I say little cushions, little accessories too.
Right. Can we briefly go over like the colors, the main ones, and like what they mean? And I don't know which context would be the most helpful for somebody listening. Maybe in the sense of like what to keep around you or like what to wear if you are in need of a certain feeling. Maybe that might be the most kind of like something that somebody can act on right away.
Okay. So if you're a person that is always in black, go back and ask yourself, okay, hey, why is it? Because when you're always in one color, there's something about wanting that frequency always. So if you're always in black, why? Black means I need protection. I need hiding. I always need to be mysterious. So why do I not want to express myself? Why do I want to be mysterious all the time? And why do I feel like I need protection all the time? If you're a person that wears white all the time, it means that white is a color that, how do we see it? It reflects all the colors. So it reflects everything away from us. All right. It's great when you're having a bad day. Usually in a bad day, you want to wear black, but wearing white will actually help you not feel anything else around you. Just be with yourself. Oh. But if you're always doing that, if you're always deflecting, the question is, why is it that I need to deflect everything and not feel anything and not deal with anything? Mm-hmm. Okay. If you have high anxiety, stay away from yellow and yellow-black combination. Especially the neon yellows. Yeah. Because it's a very mentally activating color.
Okay.
And if you're procrastinating, maybe put something that's a little yellow so you can help you like mentally work it out and do it. If you're problem solving, yellow is great. If you have anxiety, go for pastels.
Okay.
Peach, lilacs, blues. These are the colors that will help you if you have anxiety. If you're stressed because you're moving constantly, go for browns and neutrals. Beige. Okay, until you settle and you can move again. Stay away from red. Because red is asking you to physically take action constantly and not stay with yourself. If you have insomnia, have some blues around in your room, have some purples around in your room, but keep them light. Mm-hmm. What else? I'm just trying to think. If you're a person who judges themselves constantly, pink. It'll help you remember that you need to be compassionate with yourself. But again, you also have to remember, whenever you're putting a color, you have to have an intention for it. Because without awareness, without intention, it's not going to do much for you if you're not aware of what you're doing and what you're working with.
Right. Because you're just putting it on. You're just hoping the universe like just brings you those things, when in reality, like you have to connect to them.
It will, but we also need that awareness to work through it.
Uh-huh.
So whenever you're putting on a color, you're bringing that frequency into your body and outside of you. And if you're visualizing it also, you're doing the same. But then you it'll help you calm down. But then if you don't create awareness, okay, I'm judging myself, I've calmed down, how can I be more compassionate with myself? That will really help the work be deeper.
Yeah.
And not only woo-woo.
Right. No, I mean, I'm really into it. I know that I can hear thoughts of others in my head.
A lot of people say woo, 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 and then they come into a session. They're like, oh my God, all these colors. Oh, I felt this. I never liked orange, but now it just feels really good for me. And I'm like, yeah, just give color a chance.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you recently say yes to marrying the love of your life? Do you have no idea where to begin your wedding planning journey? Has your future mother-in-law already made you cry? Have you gone through the whole wedding planning process and have some wisdom to share? The Betches Brides podcast is here to help you laugh or cry through it all. I'm Selena Kopic, and I'm the new host of Betches Brides. In this season, I'll take you along my wedding planning journey alongside my co-host and good bestie, Chelsea White. We'll swap wedding planning stories, answer your wedding planning questions, and be totally honest with you on if you're actually being a bridezilla or not. Betches Brides is here to help you not trip down the aisle. So be sure to tune into Betches Brides every Monday on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow at Betches Brides on Instagram for even more wedding inspiration.
Give us examples of ways color has helped in your life or people that you worked with, like real things that, you know, have changed.
Okay. So I had this beautiful client who came to me and she was really struggling with different traumas birthing her daughter. And it was really hard to create that connection. Then when we did a color energy session, it really helped her take that trauma out of her body and release it and have the ability to connect with herself more. And I cannot tell you this is exactly how you need to do it, because it's just so unique when you're working with every single case. I've had people who began working and then they started becoming more conscious about the colors that they've been wearing, and they've been able to feel better about expressing themselves. They've been able to make peace with who they are fully. They were able to really embrace their shadow aspects, the imperfect parts within themselves, by really working, starting with the colors, and then you go into the beliefs, and then you can go with the emotions using that color, because you accompanying your subconscious with it.
Okay. It's the beginning of a process.
Yes.
It helps you, like we said, understand yourself. I was reading in an article that actually the whole color therapy is something that's been around since like ancient Egypt, ancient Greece. That was very interesting to me. Can you share a little bit more about that?
So the ancient Greeks and the ancient Egyptians used color in terms of the plants. So each plant will have its frequency, and it'll tell you its frequency by its color. And each frequency, like I said, helps heal a different thing. So they used it. So there are a lot of papyrus, if I'm saying the word correctly.
Yeah.
But again, these people, the ancient Greeks and the ancient Egyptians really believed in magic and really believed in the frequency and the energy aspect of all of this. So they did use it. And there are a lot of like recipes on how you do it in papyruses. And the Greeks, they had similar things. One society used color therapy rooms Mm-hmm. And they would use the sunlight and use the color to shine it on a person. Because one of the color therapy practices is either you put a silk, because silk has high frequency, on a body part to help heal it and help restore it, mm-hmm. Or shine a light on it consistently. Like now what we see with the trend of red light therapy.
Oh, right.
That really helps with rejuvenating. The red spectrum is a very strong spectrum in the physical body.
How so?
Because it's like it connects with your physical body. It connects with your rejuvenating your body. People who are born red, the first thing I work with them is their connection and their relationship with their body. Their body talks to them constantly.
But what about people who like wear red nail polish all the time? Is that something different?
Okay. So I've done a project with CND to work on like what nail polish colors mean. And when you're putting in your nail polish, you're looking at it all day. So you're kind of communicating constantly about it. So red, you're telling yourself, I need to do action. I also need to be physically passionate and sexy. It really helps women feel sexy. There was a study done. It's not about nail polish, but about clothes, that women who were like looking for dates, who are wearing red versus others who are wearing blue, the ones who were wearing red got more dates, but these dates were not serious. They were more physical.
Huh. Because what they were like looking for.
Red, you know? No, it wasn't they looking for. Red gives that frequency. It's like, I'm connected to my body. I'm luscious. I'm sexy. And I want to use my body.
I got it. Interesting. Well, this is all great. Is there something else that maybe I haven't asked that you would like to share? Maybe what it is like to work with you? Like, what are the practices that you go through? Do you do different things for different people who are looking for whatever, based on their issue that they come to you with?
So the way I work with people, I take them through like a journey. Okay. I like people to start with a color reading, because a color reading helps them understand what's happening with them and helps me understand what is it that I need to give them. What is their journey here? How is it that they need to move forward in their, and what is their blockage? Because in a color reading, I'll intuitively tune into the person's energy. And then we either, you know, we'll do an analysis of their color chart. And then later we will do a meditation or a visual, just really intuitively led. I could, people always like, describe what you do. I'm like, I can't, because it's different for every single person. Because, you know, each journey is so personalized.
Yeah.
And each person needs different things. And I cannot lie and say everybody needs the same thing. Not everybody. Everyone is like a unique case. And this is why you take everybody uniquely. And then I have like different color packages where we work monthly, different containers, like 3 months, 6 months, where we work together. And then I do color healing sessions biweekly, where I do color healing sessions online, and it's by donation.
That's awesome. I think I want to sign up just for, you know.
I do a color reading for you.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Well, this has been so enlightening. Thank you so much, Wala. Where can people reach you, find your, I know you have a book. Where can they find all of that?
So everything is mostly on my website, color-ways.com. And also my Instagram. I'm pretty active there. I talk to people all the time and answer all these different color questions.
Which is what? At
Wala.colorways.
Wala.colorways. Okay. WALAA.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so, so much. I'm now going to be very, very in tune with what colors are around me and what I'm choosing now that I know what they mean and I'm going to do your test again to make sure, you know, I really understand what it is to be blue and yellow now. Well, thank you so much again. It was so nice to meet you and get to know you. And that's it for today's episode of Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'll be back this Thursday to answer your Dear DST questions. Send them dst@betches.com. Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. You can follow me at Aileen. You can follow Wala at Wala.colorways. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.